Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomer Emuna in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our 13th installment in Caring for the Ill. Another thing that might be surprising that humbly I would recommend is it's very important to be confident that the medical advice one is receiving, especially when you get to some of these end-of-life issues, is actually fully sound advice. I'm somewhat hesitant to even say the words. I once had an experience. I was in a family meeting. This is a different family, a different meeting than I discussed earlier in the series. The family wanted me at the meeting in the hospital as the rabbi. I didn't invite myself. They invited me. It was very obvious to the medical professionals that I had not pushed myself into this conversation. The family wanted my input. I wanted to ascertain certain aspects of the situation. I was asking certain questions. The medical staff gave me certain answers. And without going into detail, there was something about their answers that just struck me as slightly strange. I couldn't put my finger on it. I called a medical health professional that I consult regularly, who I find to be a tremendous individual. I summarized what I understood of the situation, what I asked, what they answered, of course, with the disclaimer that maybe I wasn't relaying things clearly, or maybe there are different variables, who knows. The person said to me, yeah, they just lied to you. They didn't really lie to me. I'll just give you the equivalent of what we're talking about. If you ask me if it's cold in the house, and my response is, yes, it's cold in the house, and I decline to tell you that it's 25 degrees outside and I left the storm door open. So it is true that it's cold in the house, but I created a circumstance in which I could give you the answer that I wanted to give you. And what you wanted to know was, how was the heat working in general? And I created a situation of it being cold. I don't want to go into more detail. I don't know if I'm making sense. The bottom line is, these people really were not being fully on the level with me, as we might say. One of the first things I do when families ask me shilas about end-of-life questions is I get the basic information and I call a medical health professional who I know to be respectful of halacha, who I know is going to be honest and straightforward with me, and I relate the general situation to them and the general facts that I'm getting, and I ask if that makes sense. And the vast majority of time I'm told, yeah, that's very plausible. And every now and then I'm told something like, you really need to ask them X because it seems they're holding something back from you. It's very scary. It's very scary. I forgive me, I'm not trying to frighten anyone, but I guess to whatever extent possible, if someone does have, many of us do consult doctors that we're friendly with, to kind of be a second opinion about things that specialists might be telling us. It might not be the worst thing in the world, even in end-of-life circumstances, to reach out to those same doctors. Again, many, many times if you reach out to a rabbi himself will have a doctor or doctors that they regularly consult. A related topic is hospice care. We mentioned before that even if a person is really in a terminal state and there's not a lot that can be done for the person, there still is a basic obligation of providing nutrition, hydration, oxygen. What I didn't mention before is there's also a difference of opinion about basic medications, antibiotics, things of that sort. It is essential when registering for hospice care to try to feel out the care provider and ascertain, you can even tell them that religiously it's very important to you that come what may, unless it's injuring the person, to provide nutrition, hydration, oxygen. Do they respect that? There are certain buzz phrases that are said many times in the hospital and from hospice providers. There's first of all a term today which is palliative care. Palliative care basically means comfort care, more or less. I'm all for people being comfortable near the end of their lives, but many, many times providers of palliative care have a greater premium on comfort than they do on survival. Which, if you've heard what we've said in an earlier session, you can understand how that might be an issue with halacha. It is very important to feel out hospice providers before you sign anything with them as to how much leeway they'll give you for religious reasons. If anyone needs, I have one or two hospices that I normally recommend because they've proven themselves to be very sensitive to patients on these issues. Thanks very much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.